This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. That's music for segment three, Jake.
That is correct. I made a mistake.
We could do that every segment for all I care. Hey, phenomenal job, Jake. He always does a phenomenal job. All right, ladies and gentlemen, segment two of the Adam Carriker Show here on The Ticket, sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue. 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt and sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible size. Get fuel for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right, I got a couple of things real quick before we dive into some Nebraska volleyball. I forgot to mention this. Kentucky transfer wide receiver Berrian Brown has signed with LSU. So that's the update. I said I would eventually get to it, and I didn't get to it. And then during the break, I'm like, I should come back to it. So there it is. He has gone with LSU. Apparently, Brian Kelly can get somebody to agree to an NIL deal with them. Quick update. Nebraska is going to open their 2025 season in Kansas City. The Huskers will open its first game of the year next year versus Cincinnati in one of the most recognizable stadiums in the United States when the Huskers face the Cincinnati Bearcats at Geha Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Nebraska, Cincinnati, and the Kansas City Chiefs announced the venue change for the 2025 opener on Monday, with the Huskers and Bearcats now scheduled to meet at Arrowhead Stadium Thursday. I like that it's Thursday, by the way, August 28th. The kickoff time and television network will be determined. Did you know their college football playoff game on TNT this weekend? Wow, media rights are getting crazy. Just saying. All right, it will be one of the Big 12's television selection partners. This is supposed to be Cincinnati's home game, so that's why it would be a Big 12-type network, so to speak. All right, the Nebraska-Cincinnati contest was supposed to be a Bearcats home game. It was originally set for the UC campus. It was subsequently moved to Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis before the most recent location changed to Kansas City. Troy Dannon and I quote, "We are pleased to partner with the University of Cincinnati and the Kansas City Chiefs to bring our 2025 season opening matchup to Arrowhead Stadium," Dannon said. "Since arriving at Nebraska, one constant message I have heard from our fans is they miss having road games that are within driving distance." I can second that. All right, this game offers an excellent opportunity for our great fan base to make a short trip to watch the Huskers open the season and enjoy Labor Day weekend in Kansas City, end quote. I won't mention that I'm coaching fourth grade basketball, team loses on a last second shot. All of a sudden, I get this random text from Troy Dannon. Better coaching would have won that game. Wow. Just wow. All right, Troy. I remember that one. Receipts, my friend. No, I actually thought it was not in the moment. Not in the moment. It wasn't funny, but it's pretty funny, actually. All right, Arrowhead Stadium has been considered one of the top stadiums in the National Football League for many years. Capacity of 76,416, one of the largest in the NFL. Although not that large compared to a lot of college football stadiums, but large for the NFL, Arrowhead has hosted numerous college football games, including four Big 12 championships. Nebraska last played in Arrowhead in 2006 Big 12 championship game against Oklahoma. Yours truly played in that game and played a regular season game against Oklahoma State in Kansas City in 1998. Now, real quick, 2006, the Big 12 championship game, one of the games that haunts me the most. Like, there's a lot of things that I'm proud of. There's a lot of things that I look back on. I'm like, man, I wish I'd have done things differently. I wish this would have gone differently. That game is probably the one game that haunts me the most. I will never forget Bill Callahan meeting with me, Zach Taylor, and Brandon Rigoni, or the three captains before that. I've never shared this before, but he basically said, we got to beat Oklahoma to win the Big 12 championship so we can go play the Boise Bunnies in the Fiesta Bowl. The ironic thing is, the Boise Bunnies beat Oklahoma that year. But those were his words. I remember sitting there thinking, well, Boise Bunnies. Wow, that's disrespectful. And then, as we know, Boise State now has a first-round bye for some unknown reason. We do know the reason. It's just ridiculous, asinine, and needs to change. But that game against Oklahoma, besides haunting me to this day, is probably the coldest game I've ever played in. My senior year, we played against Texas in the snow in the fourth quarter, but it wasn't that cold, not comparatively speaking. And I will never forget, Callahan said, you're not allowed to wear sleeves. Now, I trained with some Oklahoma players down in Houston for the NFL draft that upcoming year. And they all, one of the first things they said when they saw me was like, you Nebraska boys were nuts. When you came out with no sleeves, we couldn't believe it. So I guess the mind games almost worked, kind of. We didn't win the game. But at least, it started something in their heads. The other thing they said was our offense was so complex and shifting and motions. They admitted to me they were completely and utterly lost as far as who they had in coverage by the time we snapped the ball half the time. But the other thing, it was so freaking cold. Coach Blake looks at his D lineman. He goes, put Vaseline on your... I can't imitate him. I'll try. Put Vaseline on your arms, guys. Yeah, I can't do it. It's a bad Mike Tyson imitation, but I'm trying to imitate Coach Blake, who I love and respect. So we put Vaseline on our arms, which I'd never done. Number one, offensive lineman, hold all the time, like every goddamn play, okay? I got holes in my jerseys, but no holding calls that year.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on pristine exterior paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
as proof. The only holding call that happened that entire year was actually in practice on me. I had a peel blitz, which basically means the back stays. I'm the outside edge blitzer with contain. If he flares, I flare with him. I got him in coverage. So I thought he wasn't going to flare. All of a sudden he flares and he's going to be wide open. So I reach out and I grab him briefly, just like a nanosecond. They throw the flag on me for holding. But never once, with all the holes in my jersey I had in my senior, did they ever throw the flag on the opposing offensive line, even though I had all these holes in my games after the jersey. But they threw it on me once in practice. And it was getting ready for the bowl, so I was sick of the non-calls. I about flipped out on that ref in practice. All right, back to the game. It was really cold. The Vaseline actually helped. I actually used it at times in D.C., which is not as cold as Arrowhead Stadium, but I used it at times in D.C. It also keeps you a little bit warmer. That was the other reason he said it. When I say it helps, it really wasn't about the holding. It was just a random side benefit. Too bad we couldn't put it on our jerseys. Maybe I should have. But it was supposed to keep you a little bit warmer. But I twisted my ankle really bad in that game, besides the game being really cold. So the game ends late at night, and I ride back all the way with my now wife, then girlfriend, and her uncle. They said I could do it. You know, that's cool. Go ahead, Adam. And so we get back like 3-4 in the morning, but it's like freezing cold. But I twisted my ankle really bad, and I will always forevermore say the dome in St. Louis made me soft. And living at the foot of the mountains in Colorado is not anywhere near as cold as one might think, to be honest with you. So I'm not as tough as I used to be when it comes to cold weather. I come walking out of the locker room with an ice bag wrapped around my foot, my entire ankle, no shoe, no sock. It's like probably 0 degrees at this point. And I didn't know that they were parked on the opposite side of the farthest parking lot away. It took like 10 minutes to get there. And everyone's looking at me like I'm crazy. It's like midnight. It's like 0 degrees. I've got this ice bag on my ankle. I'm walking across parking lots in bare feet. All right. And it was just kind of like I was a lot tougher. I don't know if I'm smarter now, but dumber back then, I guess, too. I don't know. What do you think, Jake?
It just reminds me, you know, I thought of that 2006 game, too. And it just reminded me, too, that yesterday we finally saw it happen. Zach Taylor against Brian Callahan. So, you know, from back in 2006, that team to kind of come full circle here.
That's right. That's crazy. Sitting in those captain meetings with Bill and Zach and Rigoni. Oh, man. All right. A couple of quick things. Chat a little bit of volleyball. Whenever we do have an official DBs coach, I just want to say we will dive more into I got a whole bunch of notes on this guy. I'm just waiting to go into them. We'll dive more into depth. All right, Marshall. People don't care about bowl games. It's a general whole. Okay, it was uber important to Nebraska this year. That will change next year. And the transfer portal just makes no sense. Marshall has opted out of their bowl game. Only the second time this has ever happened. The Gator Bowl a few years ago, it happened. Okay, Rutgers ended up going in. Well, there was that one time in 2020. I don't want to talk about that one. I digress. But Marshall's opted out of their bowl game. That's just crazy to me. All right, it's actually not. It's actually perfectly normal. It just should be crazy to me. Michael Vick has interviewed to be the head coach at Norfolk State in Virginia. You got to keep in mind, he is a Virginia guy, Virginia native, went to Virginia Tech, grew up in Virginia. Him and Allen Iverson were the two highest-rated quarterback recruits that came out in those years, by the way. Allen obviously went to the orange pumpkin smashing pounding stuff. I say that as a joke. I actually love basketball. One of my buddies that I used to know hated basketball, and he called it that one time. I was like, holy crap, I like basketball, but that's still kind of funny. I actually like basketball a lot. I wasn't allowed to play football until middle school. It was my favorite sport growing up as a kid. So You got anything for me, Jake?
Oh, well, I just got to ask you. Did you ever, I mean, you were in the NFL at the same time as Michael Vick. Did you ever have a chance to try to sack him?
Yes. We played. He was with the Falcons, I believe, the first time. The second time, I was very unhappy with him. So we're going into my contract year. It's my last year in D.C., my contract season, and I'm a half a sack away from leading the D-line in sacks. And I break, you know, I beat the O-lineman, I break free, and I've got him. Like, I'm coming off the offensive right side, which he's a left-handed quarterback, is his blind side, and I've got him. And then he does, like, this triple axle back handle, like, what you see these figure skaters do at the Olympics, at least that's what it seemed like to me. Got out of the sack, and I still almost grabbed him by, like, the ankle. He did, like, 14 Heisman poses, and got around me. And as he's running down the sideline, I'm MFing him up and down. Like, he cares what I have to say at this point. But the reason it made me so mad, that was my contract year. And I thought I had him. And I ended up not leading the Redskins D-line in sacks because of that. Stephen Bowens beat me by a half a sack. So we go into contract negotiations. And I wanted to look Bruce Allen in the eye and say, you guys didn't play me on nickel, and I still led the D-line in sacks. Instead, what I heard was, Adam, we don't play you on nickel, and you didn't even lead the D-line in sacks. And he used it against me in contract negotiations. And I, to this day, I've let it go, Jake. It doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't harbor inside of my heart at all when his name is brought up. Like, oh, my gosh. I was so mad at him. All right. How much time we got in this segment?
We better get to break, please.
Better get to break. All right. When we come back, Nebraska volleyball, a little bit of Creighton volleyball, but Nebraska volleyball Final Four and the Heisman Trophy winner, who should have won the Heisman Trophy. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.